Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
Welcome back. 7 Till, thanks for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend, Bill Brandt. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Bill's president of DSI, Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz. I hope you'll go to his website and check him out. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Bill, 2 years ago, I'd been listening to President Obama and the things that he was working on, the things he was talking about, the way he approached things, the way he talked about ideas and the way he talked about America. And he started reminding me of Jimmy Carter, of President Carter, and I wasn't looking for this. I didn't try to contrive this. He just started, and the reason he did was because I didn't feel that he was doing anything to inspire people as a leader. You mentioned a minute ago about his inability to really be a leader, and I started thinking about
inability. It may be a choice, but it's not his personality type.
Okay, all right, but regardless, it manifests as limited leadership, and I was advising him on my show. I'd do little monologues where I'd say President Obama appealed.
Call you afterwards and get
he,
it off
he always or he always did. Yeah, he and you've seen some of my stuff.
He's a very cordial kind
exactly.
of thankful guy. Yeah.
So yeah. I said, President Obama, please, you need to start appealing to the better angels, as Lincoln said, the better angels of our nature. Start thinking about that. Don't go down the Jimmy Carter road. Now, the reason I brought up Jimmy Carter is because 30-something years ago, Jimmy Carter was not unlike where Obama is right now, and Teddy Kennedy mounted a Democrat to challenge against Jimmy Carter. Right?
Am I right? I'm much younger than you, so I don't remember any of this.
Oh,
yeah,
yes, you
do. I was there. I was on those campaigns.
I know.
I remember, yes.
I know.
Yeah.
So he mounted a campaign against Jimmy Carter. Could that happen again this time?
No.
Why?
Well, there are three reasons. Number one, that Obama, within the party, he is secure, and the opportunity to knock him off, and I'm speaking in the pure political sense, is such a long shot that raising money to do it, which is the first thing you'd have to have.
So you're saying plausible. practically...
From a logistical standpoint, forget about the personality.
Yeah,
You'd have right now that the nominating petitions are due in many of the, by November and December in many of the primary
states. So you're saying logistically it's not a possibility. And so basically
correct.
The Democrats have to...
But I'm working it on a calm basis.
Right.
Let me finish my answer, okay? Number two, those of us who were around in 1980... remember that was a very interesting primary with a signature speech by Ted Kennedy as he withdrew with the Democratic convention that year. We also understand that Ronald Reagan may have been president because of that primary.
Ah.
And so nobody's going to let that happen again. I mean, a divisive primary isn't going to happen. Thirdly, there isn't anybody who's willing to, for everything else, for what the Democratic Party stands for and for the major players within its base. We have elected the first African-American president. 100 years from now, you and I both know this will be a signature moment in history books, that it's a watershed event for our country.
Right.
Despite everything else, there is nobody in the Democratic Party willing to create a ridge or a drift in the Democratic Party by taking on the first African-American president. That is, and I'm speaking from a philosophical...
That's an excellent point, Bill. That is
why destroy your base and destroy your party? Win or lose, he is our candidate, and for a lot of historical reasons, should be.
The Democrats are
going
to...
Now let me go to the next...
They're going to have to dance with
the
one that brung them, right?
Well, that's what you say. I like to try and dance with them all, but then I'm an Irish guy. The other issue is, I've talked to Hillary's people and to some extent Hillary about this. Everybody says, isn't she going to be the vice president? Forget it. Jim, think about this. Had she have won the presidency, she might have done better than he. I say that because I'm a Hillary partisan, but I don't know that. But I do know this. She wouldn't have done, we wouldn't be in a giant boom if Hillary... I mean, these conditions are not answerable just to the presidency.
Right.
And so here you are 2.5 years in, and everybody would have been saying there would have been great buyer's remorse. We elected Hillary and our savior, this guy who offered so much hope. We turned him down. You should have listened.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary knows that. She knows that there was no way to escape from that shadow.
Right.
Given the problems, everybody would be saying,
awful.
You're a one-term president. We missed our chance to elect a savior.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is no win here. that ship has sailed. She's comfortable on the world stage with what she's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep telling me that Biden won't be the vice president, and I keep telling you, yeah, he will.
We'll see. You're the pro. You're the pro.
Changes.
I'm just an interested observer. But folks, you know,
if you were going to make that change with the primaries coming up as soon as the early winter period, you can't do it.
Yeah.
These people are going to appear on ballots in primaries.
When I predicted that, it was 9 months ago. So that's the reason. Hey, Bill, good report. Well done. I like seeing you so passionate about these things. I'm glad I bring.
Well, they just call me. They call me Nostradamus after you.
I'm glad they. I bring this out in you. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, DSI.biz. Check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.